The accused mosque shooter's terror trial is still due to take place next year, but exactly where and when is still up in the air. Brenton Tarrant has pleaded not guilty to murdering 51 Muslim worshippers, trying to murder 40 others, and one charge under the Terrorism Suppression Act. He didn't appear at the High Court in Christchurch today for a case review. Instead, his legal team and the prosecution discussed procedural matters with Justice Cameron Mander. They set dates for hearings to discuss a possible change of venue for the trial and the prospect of moving it forward 3 to 4 weeks so it doesn't coincide with the holy month of Ramadan. Conan Young was in court.
None of what was said in court today can be reported, but families and victims of the Christchurch mosque attacks were allowed in to view proceedings along with the media. Only a handful of family took up the opportunity, with about 180 currently in Saudi Arabia for the Hajj. Outside court, Hazm al-Umari, who lost his 35-year-old son in the March 15 shootings, said he struggled to see why there needed to be a hearing to discuss the possibility of moving the trial outside of Christchurch.
I see this is just another game. I don't see any advantage in this.
Hazm al-Umari expressed anger at the accused being allowed to write letters to supporters on the outside.
That's very dangerous, yeah. Something very, it's so many things should change and should be looked into. And I appreciate all what the government is doing, but looks like they are treating him like a normal someone. He is in prison, and I think this is completely wrong.
He paid tribute to his son, Hussein al-Umari.
He was a real heroic person. He tried to rescue all the others by telling them, go out, while he was standing waiting for the terrorists to come, and he was fit to knock him down. Sadly, God wanted something else.
Albert John Milne, who lost his 14-year-old son, Syed Milne, in the Al Noor Mosque, said it was important to be in court to honour his son's memory.
I want to appear as often as I can to whatever hearing I can. My son cannot be brought back, but I believe he's gone to paradise.
Mr. Milne hopes corrections will now keep a closer watch on the accused's correspondence from behind bars. But he understands the need to let the legal process take its course when it comes to decisions around where the trial will happen.
It's just a long, lengthy process. We've never had anything like it in the whole history of New Zealand. It's just so devastating for so many people.
One of those supporting victims of the attacks, Christchurch councillor Raf Manji, is glad the courts are now considering Muslim custom and deciding whether the trial date can be shifted so that it doesn't coincide with Ramadan next year.
Generally, the families now are getting on with the healing process, and obviously lots of them are at Hajj, which has been very helpful. So the fact that the trial date is far away now is actually not as much of an issue as it was previously. I mean, certainly they would like it all to be sorted out, but they also understand the legal process that has to be undertaken.
The next court hearing on October 3rd will be to discuss arguments for and against keeping the trial in Christchurch. Kei o te tahi aho, mō te hōtaka o te ahi ahi, ko Conan Young tēnei.